Delighted now to be joined on the programme by Dahi O'Shea. Good morning to you, Dahi.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing grand. And yourself?
Mighty.
Great. Now, we're talking to you ahead of the third series of RT's Taste of Success. For those who haven't seen the show, what's it about, Dahi?
It's very simple, I suppose. It is a food show. We are looking for a product that will go into 140 Lidl supermarkets around the country, and the entire prize is worth €100,000. So all you have to do is come up with a recipe and beat everyone else in the competition.
And it's one of those great prizes. It's real. It's tangible. I mean, to get your product on the shelves, so to speak, of one of the major retailers in this country, you know, some prices for some of these shows can be a little bit ambiguous, but it's
they can, and sometimes you win a prize and you're left reading the terms and conditions and stuff like that, and you realise you're after being sold a pup. And I think it's €50,000 in cash, cold hard Johnny cash. You can do what you want with it. And I think that there's 25% of the prize then that goes towards marketing, and then there's the 25% of then which is actually part of the royalty. I've been going around to lots of different farmers' markets. They've been popping up all over Ireland, Greg, as you know, and chatting to them, and one of the hardest things they find is actually to get their product into a supermarket. So that ticks, that box is ticked here as well with that. So I think it's a fantastic prize.
Well, you know, not competing one show against the other, but if you look at the likes of, Dragon's Den, you know, maybe if someone had a similar product like this, they might team up with a particular dragon who can sort of help with getting their product out there. This is bypassing all of that, you know, which I think means it's a real amazing prize.
It is, and the best thing about it as well, somebody at home listening to this show may say to themselves, okay, I have a great idea here, but it's not a finished product. That's the exact person we want to talk to. Because, first of all, people are used to making all these recipes at home. And if they are to win this competition, it has to go into 140 Lidl supermarkets around the country. So it has to be mass produced. So if you have a good idea and if you're willing to take help and a bit of guidance from the mentors and so on, I think this show would really suit you.
So when I ask you for examples, I don't want to sort of put anyone off or what have you, but what kind of products are we talking about here? Obviously, it's food products.
It can be any type of food product at all. It can be vegan, it can be gluten-free, it can be anything at all. It can be your grandmother's recipe for baking soda that has a twist in it. It can be something like last year, just coming thinking of some of the stuff, the lady who wanted to eat a bread and butter pudding with a butter scotch sauce. There was another fellow, then he had an Italian hot pot. I suppose it's dishes we'd be used with just a little bit of a twist in them that'll kind of push it over the line. So it's open to anything, really, to be honest.
So how do people get involved, Dahi?
It's very, very simple. You go on to rt.ie/the taste of success. The form is there, and you have up until the 5th of May to enter and to just go for it. If you think you have a recipe that is good enough to be in the middle of the mix, go for it. And again, if you get to the next stage, your mentor will be helping you along. For Connacht Ulster, we have a fellow called JP McMahon. He's a Michelin-starred chef. He's based in Galway. He has 4 restaurants around Galway. He's an unbelievable guy. He's often on the Today Show with us. And he really knows his stuff, and he really knows how to guide a winner like he did last year.
Superb, Dahi. You're very busy, obviously, the Rose of Tralee, not too far away. We've our candidates selected for this year. We're very confident, Dahi, we're going to win it this time, you know?
Listen, that's one thing I love about Donegal people. You're like ourselves in Kerry. We have the same colour jersey and everything, you know, and the confidence is always high between the Rose of Tralee and football. And you have the same calibre as us in the hurling as well, so we've a lot going. But the Rose of Tralee, yeah, it'll roll into town very, very fast. We have 3 more weeks left on the Today Show. We're finished with that then until September. And then the Taste Success, and then the Rose of Tralee comes around in August. It's always great fun. I'd encourage anyone to go to Tralee and to Kerry for that week because it is magical. But it'll be interesting to see now. I haven't met this year's Donegal Rose yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Zoe McGettigan, she's a lovely girl all round. Dahi, thank you very much for coming
Thanks,
on.
Greg. Look, thanks,
Greg.
Thanks for having me. God bless.
You're flat out and everything now.
Thanks, but I've only one thing to say before I go. Up the kingdom, and I hope we meet Donegal in the championship.
Well, I'm going to cut that out when I'm putting the show online, Dahi. I hope you know that.
Come here. I know Kerry beat Donegal the last time we met. Actually, the first time we ever met in our Ireland football final. But I'll tell you one thing. The minors and seniors were there that day. And there was a gang of us from Kerry, and there was a gang from Donegal with us. And we stayed with each other for both matches, and we did drink at half-time and between the matches, and even after, we had a few pints. And I have to say that the Kerry and Donegal people are very, very similar, and we really enjoyed each other's company. So I do hope we meet in the championship.
Without a doubt. Listen, Dahi, and I do hope we win. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Cottage Mike. Thanks. Thank you, Dahi. God bless you.